为什么中餐看起来那么油腻？
Why does Chinese food seem so greasy?
但是中国人的肥胖率远低于欧美呢？
However, the obesity rate in China is much lower than that in Europe.
你看中餐。
I like Chinese food.
看起来油丝麻花的啊。
Looks like oil-fried dough sticks.
里边还有好多内脏、肥肉啥的。
There are also a lot of internal organs and fatty meat inside.
欧美人吃饭都是什么牛排啊？
What kind of steak do Europeans eat?
猪排啊。
Pork chops.
鱼虾还有沙拉。
Fish shrimp and salad.
什么的。
What?
有荤有素的，营养还很均衡啊。
It's nutritious and well-balanced with both meat and vegetables.
咋就给自己吃？
How to eat it myself?
那么胖呢？
How fat are you?
先说结论啊。
Let's start with the conclusion.
中餐的热量都在你能看得见的地方了。
The calories of Chinese food are all in plain sight.
西餐的热量藏得很隐秘啊。
The calories in Western food are hidden.
先拿素菜来说吧。
Let's start with vegetables.
中餐炒个蔬菜都得放。
Petroleum companies use oil for cooking even when making simple vegetable dishes.
油对吧？
Right.
啊，有的饭店还真不少。
There are actually quite a few restaurants.
放，但是你啊，只要不喝菜汤。
But you, as long as you don't drink vegetable soup,
你哪怕用一锅油，
even if you use just one pot,
你那两片菜叶子上能沾上多少油啊？
How much oil can you get on those two leaves?
再说西餐啊，
Speaking of Western food,
西餐这个沙拉看起来好像挺素的哈。
This Western style salad looks pretty vegetarian.
没有油。
No oil.
但是那个沙拉酱。
But that salad dressing.
你知道那玩意儿什么？
Do you know what that is?
那玩意儿做的吗？
What are you doing?
沙拉酱中脂肪含量普遍超过 60%。
The amount of chili peppers in the sauce exceeds 60%.
要知道五花肉的脂肪含量还不到 50% 呢。
The fat content of pork belly is actually less than 50%.
你那一盘沙拉的热量等于半斤五花肉。
How many calories are in that salad compared to half a pound of meat?
啊，这可是标准的热量炸弹。
I see so many high-calorie bombs.
西方人做菜奶油放进浓汤里啊。
Foreigners, when cooking, put oil in the soup.
黄油打进土豆泥里。
Fry some bean curd and add it to the dish.
芝士埋在焗饭里。
Cheese is buried in the dish.
花生酱夹在面包里。
Peanut butter sandwiched between bread.
沙拉酱包在菜叶里啊。
Salad dressing is in the leaves.
几乎看不到油星子。
Almost no oil.
但是刚才说的哪一样？
But what was just mentioned?
脂肪含量都是百分之大几十的。
The fat content is in the tens of percentages.
再说荤菜啊。
Saying that.
比如说那个特别肥的回锅肉吧。
For example, that extra fatty pork belly.
很多人都爱吃那个肉啊，是。
Many people love to eat that meat.
五花三层又。
It's a five-layered.
香又辣特。
Fragrant and spicy.
胃下饭。
Especially good for eating.
但在做的时候呢，像。
However, when doing so.
用油煎那个五花肉片。
Like frying those slices of pork belly in a pan with oil.
肥肉里边的猪油啊，出去了一大半。
The lard inside the fatty meat has been taken out.
所以你吃起来它就没有那么腻啊。
So it doesn't feel so greasy when you eat it.
东北的酸菜白肉也是，你把酸菜和肥肉一块炖，炖俩小时以后。
The northeastern style sour cabbage and pork is made by stewing sour cabbage and fatty pork together for 2 hours.
那个肥肉里的脂肪一多半跑汤里去了。
Most of the fat from the fat has been drained out of the soup.
再比如说中年人爱吃的重口味啊。
For example, middle-aged people prefer to eat spicy food.
干锅肥肠，那个肥肠啊。
The beef tripe in the stir-fried beef tripe.
被干煸过了。
Overcooked.
脂肪。
Fat.
剩下连一半都没有了。
There's only half left.
都跑锅底去了。
They all ran away with the soup base.
还是那句话。
Still that sentence.
吃中餐你只要不喝菜汤子。
If you eat Chinese food as long as you don't drink soup.
你只要不用馒头蘸盘子底下那点油。
As long as you don't dip the bun in the oil at the bottom of the plate.
你摄入的油压根就没多少。
The amount of hydraulic oil you're using is actually quite low.
也就是账面上的一半左右。
Approximately half of the amount on the books.
但是西餐可不一样啊。
But Western food is different.
西餐的荤菜堪称脂肪子母蛋了啊。
The meat dishes on the plate are rich in fat and cholesterol and contain a lot of eggs.
食材中本身的脂肪不但没有被逼出去。
The fat in the ingredients themselves was not squeezed out.
反而倒加入了黄油。
Instead of adding butter,
还有芝士这类的新脂肪。
There is also cheese, a new type of fat.
而且这还都是饱和脂肪酸啊。
And these are all saturated fatty acids.
西餐中那个牛排、羊排啥的。
Steak, lamb, and other meats commonly served in Western cuisine.
一般用黄油煎，本身牛排、羊排脂肪没多少。
Generally, beef steaks and lamb chops have relatively little fat, so it's not recommended to use butter to cook them.
但是你要用黄油煎的话，
But if you use yellow butter to fry,
就不一样了。
It's completely different.
那个黄油会渗进去
，The butter will seep in，
导致整块肉奶香味十足。出
，Make the whole piece of meat full of milky flavor。
出锅的时候还要再淋上一勺黄油，然后
，After cooking, drizzle with a spoonful of butter。
我吃的时候再蘸点什么酱啊？这
，Then add some sauce when eating。
脂肪含量不是一下子就上去了吗？再。
Is the fat content not increasing rapidly?
比如啊，各类芝士焗系列。
For example, various cheese graters.
来猪排啊，鸡。
Originally, the pork chop was.
胸什么的脂肪没多少。
Chicken breast has very little fat.
我用芝士一焗，妥了啊，奶。
The result is settled with the cheese.
奶油芝士脂肪含量可是三分之一打底呀、啊。
The amount of fat in the cream cheese is one third right.
西餐做海鲜可就更猛了。
Western cuisine is even more impressive when it comes to seafood.
比如说煎海鲜吧。
For example, let's cook seafood.
出锅之前也要淋黄油。
Before cooking, also brush with butter.
焗海鲜也要加芝士。
Cheese is a must when making seafood dishes.
这都是常规操作。
This is just standard procedure.
而且西餐中荤菜油炸的特别多。
Moreover, there are a lot of fried meat dishes in Western cuisine.
油炸食品可就不光是脂肪那么简单了。
Fried foods are not just about fat.
炸东西的那个油很多都是起酥油。
The oil used for deep frying is mostly cooking oil.
它就是反式脂肪酸啊。
It's trans fat.
用起酥油炸完的东西。
Fried food.
它那个表皮特别酥脆。
Its skin is particularly crispy.
吃起来特别香。
It tastes really delicious.
但是吃完了以后就更加的胖啊。
But after eating, I became fatter.
再说一下甜点。
Let's talk about desserts.
如果西餐中的蔬菜沙拉是热量炸弹。
If the salad in Western cuisine is a calorie bomb.
荤菜。
Meat dishes.
还有油炸食物。
There are also fried foods.
是脂肪子。
It is a fat child.
母蛋的话。
Mother's egg.
那甜点可就堪称糖油核蛋了啊。
That dessert is definitely a sugar and oil egg.
这个杀伤力最大。中国人是不太爱吃餐后甜点的啊。
Compared to the average Chinese person, they don't like eating desserts after meals.
咱们餐后爱吃点水果。
We like to eat fruit after meals.
比如说西瓜。
For example, watermelon.
哈密瓜之类的，清甜爽口啊。
Melon-like, sweet and refreshing.
热量其实并不高。
The calories are not high.
西方人不一样啊。
Westerners are different.
吃饱了。
I'm full.
吃饱了还得再来一块蛋糕。
I'm still hungry. I want another piece of cake.
即使甜点制作的时候加。
When making Western desserts.
加入大量的奶油黄。
Add a lot of cream.
奶油这。
Butter.
的脂肪不说。
These fats are not just.
它里边还加入大量的糖。
It also contains a large amount of sugar.
还有面粉。
Also flour.
是标准的糖油混合物啊。
This is a standard sugar and oil mixture.
比如说起酥面包、蛋糕。
For example, pastries, cakes.
泡芙曲奇。
Puff pastry cookies.
这都是用大量的白糖。
This is all made with a lot of sugar.Apple,
糖
sugar,
乳糖
lactose,
蜂蜜等等
honey and other things,
各种糖外加黄油
sugar, butter and other ingredients,
奶油
cream,
起酥油等等一系列的脂肪
butter, lard and other fats,
外加各种面粉搓出来的
plus various types of flour made,
它们之间啊只不过是形状和口感不太一样而已。
They are just different in shape and texture.
本质上没有任何区别。
In essence, there is no difference.
它就是糖油混合物。
It is a mixture of sugar and oil.
这玩意儿它不光热量高。
This thing not only has high heat.
而且升糖速度极快。
And the sugar level rises very quickly.
而且升糖持久，入口。
And the sugar is long-lasting.
第一下里边的糖就发挥作用了啊。
The first dose of sugar has already taken effect.
血糖直接就顶满了，糖分消化完以后。
Once the blood sugar is fully saturated with sugar,
淀粉开始接力。
The starch is taking over.
等过俩小时以后。
After 2 hours have passed,
淀粉差不多了。
The starch is almost gone.
油脂又开始分解了。
The grease is starting to break down.
好家伙。
Hey man.
哥仨接上力了啊。
You guys are really good at this.
其实有很多中式甜点也挺受欢迎的。
Actually, there are many Chinese desserts that are also very popular.
比如说桂花糕。
For example, lychee cake.
冰糖。
Sugar,
雪梨这些东西啊。
These pears,
虽然糖分高点。
Although it is a bit high in sugar,
但几乎没有什么脂肪。
But there is almost no fat.
淀粉也很少。
There are also very few starch.
血糖冲高。
High blood sugar.
就那一会儿，一小时左右就明显回落了。
It was obvious that it was declining within a few hours or a day.
远不如西餐那么持久。
Not as long lasting as Western food.
而且欧美人啊，他不光饭后吃甜点。
Moreover, Europeans not only eat desserts after meals.
他下午茶也吃。
He also had afternoon tea.
他上午休息的时候也吃，喝咖啡。
He also drinks coffee while taking a break in the morning.
他得加奶油和糖呢。
Still need to add cream and sugar.
他不胖。
He is not fat.
他见了鬼了呢。
He's gone crazy.
这期视频是不是解释你心头那一点点小疑惑呢啊
？Does this video explain the little doubt that's been lingering in your mind?
简单观察大会。
Like, follow, and leave.